High school graduations are a rite of passage for young people. Students put on the caps and gowns, make their way across the stage to get their diploma. Many of them will get to do it in person again this year. For some Native American students, it's also a way to honor their cultural heritage. But some high schools prevent Native students from using culturally significant symbols as part of their graduation attire, including things like beadwork or eagle feathers. Our next guest has been following how this issue plays out at high schools across the country. You could join in at 800-642-1234. If you're a Native American student yourself or were in the past, is this something you ran into? If you're a parent, was your child able to wear items like an eagle feather, or were they prevented from doing so? And for anybody, do you have questions about how all this works, what all of this means? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or email ideas@WPR.org. Mary Annette Pember is a national correspondent for Indian Country Today. She's also a citizen of the Red Cliff Band of Wisconsin Ojibwe. She recently wrote the piece, "Graduations Shouldn't Be Another Form of Erasure." Mary, welcome back to Central Time.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, can you lay out the issue you covered here? What kind of objections do schools sometimes raise when Native American students want to wear these important items of their cultural heritage?
Well, I think it's a kind of an effort towards uniformity, so that, you know, if some students were wanting to wear perhaps really controversial items, and it's just sort of a way to squash that. And I think it reflects just a really deep misunderstanding that, you know, for Native folks, this is not really, it's not so much of a political expression. I mean, it goes far deeper. You know, it's a cultural and spiritual issue. So I think, you know, schools, just in their enthusiasm of kind of, quote unquote, keeping everything equal and uniform, they often err on the side, perhaps, of being a little bit too enthusiastic regarding students wearing any kind of elements on their caps or in their gowns.
I want to focus in on one item that you wrote a lot about, the eagle feather. Can you first of all just talk about the meaning that people at large outside of Native American communities might not be familiar with when it comes to the meaning of the eagle feather?
Yes, well, one receives an eagle feather, you know, as a real special, to recognize a very special, perhaps, transition or accomplishment in life. It's, you know, it's very important. It's not something that one would, normally sort of carry around to decorate oneself just in the everyday. It holds a great deal of meaning for many tribes. And Native folks are folks that are allowed, eagles have been protected, but, you know, we are allowed to possess those feathers. So they have a great deal of import for us.
Right. And it's not, people might think, oh, it's a decoration on a graduation outfit. It means something. It's more than a decoration. Can you talk about the meaning when that high school graduate in particular would want to wear that in a ceremony?
Yes, and I think, you know, yes, they, you know, I think often the schools will sort of see everything as anything that goes beyond just the standard cap and gown is, quote unquote, decoration. And, you know, this is not decorative. These Native regalia, you know, some people will do a little beadwork, or they'll have a sash, and then they might be wear an eagle feather or carry an eagle feather that was presented to them by an elder in their family or in the tribe to recognize this great achievement they've made. You know, Native students have the lowest high school graduation rate of pretty much any ethnicity in the U.S. I don't have numbers for Wisconsin for you, but they are quite low. So it's a big achievement. And it's not something I think that one can equate with, quote unquote, decoration. Like if one were to put, I don't know, Pokemon or something on your cap, these are not equivalent things.
And you write that often, you know, as you said earlier, this is just kind of a blanket policy. Sometimes when it's brought to a school's attention and the importance of the eagle feather in particular, they're fine with it, right? They allow it in many cases. Can you talk about just that understanding that comes sometimes with just that simple explanation that you just gave?
Yes, and I think especially when, you know, if some people, you know, some parents will go to like the Native American Rights Fund, which is a nonprofit organization that it's kind of a legal defense fund. You know, folks from that organization might contact the schools. It usually gets their attention, and they might maybe review it more seriously. Because one of the things that I did find, it seems that perhaps whatever, you know, policy the school had or didn't have doesn't really get communicated necessarily to all of the administrators in the school. And some folks are more enthusiastic than others. You'll find that students are told, no, you can't wear anything. No, no feather. You can't wear any beadwork. You can't wear any regalia. And then when I, for instance, when a journalist or such as myself would contact the school, the principal would, oh, you know, it was a misunderstanding. So I think that maybe there are a lot more misunderstandings than we know about. And then when people give some more pushback by, you know, perhaps contacting the media or contacting an attorney or the Native American Rights Fund, then the school realizes, you know, maybe we've made a mistake here. And maybe we should, you know, perhaps reconsider. So that's kind of what I'm finding. Some schools do, you know, they do seem to, you know, turn around and realize that this is not a decoration. This is like, you know, this is far deeper. But some schools totally dig in their heels, you know, and just say, no, absolutely not. We're opening the door to all kinds of outlandish decorations and things that would be, you know, profane and offensive. So it's kind of, we see the spectrum in the way schools react.
We're talking to Mary Annette Pember, national correspondent for Indian Country Today. She recently wrote the piece, Graduation Shouldn't Be Another Form of Erasure, looking at eagle feathers, for example, worn by Native American students at graduation, sometimes prevented from wearing them by schools. Sometimes lawsuits happen as a result. You can join in with your thoughts, your questions, maybe your own experiences at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Let's hear from a caller now. Barbara is with us in Grand Marsh. Barbara, hi.
Hi, my comment is this. I am 82 years old, and the world has gone insane. Who is that hurting? I understand now when my mother was elderly and she said, I'm glad I'm as old as I am. I understand what she meant. Does this also mean that if a child wants to wear a cross on her neck or his neck, that will be offensive to someone? What in the world is going on? Who is that offending if that person wants to honor their heritage? And that is my comment, and I want to say, wake up, world. People should get a job or do something different with starting to say things are bad. Thank you very much.
Barbara, thanks for the call. Mary, Barbara, okay with the idea, I think, of having the eagle feather and not sure why anybody would be upset by it, if I'm hearing her correctly, Mary.
Yeah, I think that's kind of what Barbara said. We should all get jobs, which is good. You know, I'm for that. I support it fully.
Thanks for the call at 800-642-1234. This idea, and I mentioned the headline a couple times, another form of erasure. And one of the sources you talked to raised that phrase, worried that this is a way of potentially another way of erasing Native American identity, history, and in the present day. Can you talk about that concept?
Well, you know, let's take a look at the state of Wisconsin. I know, gosh, I think it was in the 90s when they passed Act 31, which actually mandates that public schools teach Native American history. And there are, of course, as you know, there's 11 federally recognized tribes in the state, but a lot of schools just don't do it. You know, so people know very little about contemporary Native Americans and Native American history. They know very little about Native treaties, which actually I'm just writing about that now, so it's kind of in my mind. But, you know, treaties, for instance, aren't just for Native Americans for their rights. Treaties actually benefit everybody. So, you know, it's been kind of criminal, I think, the lack of education that we give our students about Native people. And I think that perhaps, you know, that contributes to quote-unquote erasure, which is we are continually kind of cast as these denizens of the past that are gone now. And in fact, you know, there's what is it, in Wisconsin, I think about 40 to 50,000 Native folks in the state. So we're very alive, and we go to school, and we work, and we pay taxes.
We're talking to Mary Annette Pember right now, national correspondent for Indian Country Today, also a citizen of the Red Cliff Band of Wisconsin Ojibwe. She recently wrote the piece, Graduations Shouldn't Be Another Form of Erasure. It takes a look at the challenges Native American students face when they want to display their cultural heritage at milestone events, very timely right now, including high school graduation. You can join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Do you have a question you'd like to share? Maybe an experience if you or someone in your family had this issue come up at their own high school graduation. Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or email ideas@WPR.org. We'll continue the conversation coming up here on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Right now, we continue our conversation about Indigenous students being, in some cases, barred from wearing regalia, eagle feathers, other important symbols at their high school graduation, or having to go through some difficulty to convince schools to allow them to do so, a topic during this graduation season. Mary Annette Pember stays with us. She's a national correspondent for Indian Country Today. She recently wrote about this, a piece titled Graduation Shouldn't Be Another Form of Erasure. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What are your thoughts on this? Do you think that, every kid should be dressed alike at that graduation ceremony, or do you want to see Native American kids as they graduate being able to wear these important cultural symbols? 800-642-1234 is the number. That's 800-642-1234, or email ideas@WPR.org. Mary Annette, you mentioned that in some cases, schools, once they hear from parents or maybe a national organization, they're willing to change their policy. It has gone to lawsuits, though. Do we know how those have turned out? What have courts ruled in cases where this has gone to courts?
I don't know what finally has happened in Arizona with the Walm versus Arizona lawsuit. Larissa Walm, she was attending Valley Vista High School a couple of years ago, and she was just asked to leave for graduation. She showed up in a very small eagle feather on her cap, and very conservative, I think, looking regalia that she has. But no, they actually asked her to leave, and her family was just outraged, and they did contact the Native American Rights Fund, and they actually did bring a lawsuit against Valley Vista High School. And I think they have prevailed, but I can't tell you the details of that. But what's interesting is Arizona, as of April, has passed a law prohibiting any public school district from not allowing Native students to wear an eagle feather or a bit of regalia during their graduation ceremonies.
Let's go back to our callers now at 800-642-1234. Janie is with us in Nakusa. Janie, hi.
Hi. Just a small comment, I guess. I would say to leave the people alone. Is it another form of colonization? You can't wear regalia. It's their culture. Why do we have to have that kind of say in everything?
Janie, thanks a lot for the call. Mary Annette, she says colonization, a recolonization in effect.
Well, you know, and that was actually something that one of my sources made a point of, that, you know, she said that when she heard initially that her daughter was not allowed to wear a feather, that her mind immediately leapt to the boarding schools, you know, Indian boarding schools, in which were really kind of running in a lot of ways like military institutions, in which there was a very big emphasis on racial and cultural erasure and on uniformity. And I think it hits a pretty deep place for Native people.
Thanks for that call at 800-642-1234. I think this came up in your piece, or maybe just the last time we talked to you, but the concerns that people sometimes have, like, well, oh, this is special treatment for Native Americans that no other groups are getting. What would you say to those concerns?
Yeah, that's often, particularly with treaty rights or treaty issues, and I interviewed Mary Klinesh, who's a state senator in Minnesota, and they have been trying to forward some legislation that would prohibit schools from prohibiting kids graduates to wear eagle feathers. And she said she had one of her colleagues ask her, why are we always giving the Indians so much? And she says, I told them we aren't giving them anything. We're meeting our previous agreements guaranteed in treaties. We can't go back and do everything over again. But going forward, we have opportunities to do things the way they should be done, with integrity and generosity of heart.
Let's go back to our callers now with Larry in Crystal Lake, Illinois. Larry, hi.
Yes. You know, they wear these eagles tattooed on their chest. They wear eagle feathers tattooed on their arms. They have ships on their chest. They have bleeding hearts with daggers of the said, I love my mother, death before this, dishonor, all kind of things tattooed. Go up there without a shirt on. But I think the Native Americans should be allowed to wear their historical things. The military wears all the historical clothing. Why can't the American Indians be proud of their culture? I'm proud of the American Indians.
Larry, thanks for the call. Larry is saying people could wear tattoos, I guess. So why not the eagle feather if it's an important part of their heritage, Mary Annette?
Well, I don't think I really have a comment on that.
Okay, thanks. Now, you just also published a piece, this is interesting, about quilts being made by the Band River Band, citizens of the Bad River Band, the Lake Superior Chippewa Tribe, making quilts for volunteer graduates. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, actually, it's volunteer quilt makers there in the community. And I think one lady a few years ago really wanted to come up with a way. She, her husband, I think, was on the education committee, and they were noticing the low high school graduation rate for tribal members. And they wanted to come up with a way to really, you know, really lift them up, lift the graduates up. And so they came up with this idea of making star quilts for them, and they worked together, and it has become an annual thing now. They make these star quilts, and they also will bead an eagle feather for the students. And they have a ceremony in the community. You know, it's just a very modest ceremony in which they really recognize their students, and people really savor it, and it's very meaningful to them.
What has been the response to these quilts, especially, I guess, from the students themselves?
Oh, they really love them. And they, you know, often sometimes the parents will, you know, if the student has a favorite color scheme or if there's something meaningful to them, they might, you know, donate material ahead of time. So and the students will say, well, you know, I look at the quilt, it's in my room, and it really reminds me about how much, you know, how much the community cares about me. And has, you know, and stands behind me and recognizes how difficult it often is for a Native person to go to a non-Native school.
We're talking to Mary Annette Pember, national correspondent for Indian Country Today, about graduation ceremonies and Native American symbols, eagle feathers and regalia, for example, whether schools, some schools raising concerns with Native American students wearing these, court cases sometimes resulting from them. And Mary Annette, you mentioned low graduation rates for Native American students in Wisconsin and around the country. What other kind of efforts have you seen over the years aimed at tackling that?
Well, I think they've tried to, you know, perhaps introduce like social groups for students to attend, you know, maybe outside of school hours, and trying to support language efforts. But it's really been, it hasn't been really robust. You know, there are some efforts, but it's still very much, you know, high school is its own place, its own country, if you will. And it's often, you know, I think about the way one, how well one does in that environment. That's a measure, you know, how you were able to fit in is a measure of your success. So they aren't, and a lot of schools aren't necessarily really known, you know, for lifting up diversity, you know, and attention to cultural diversity in particular. So I think, you know, there are some efforts going forward, but we'd certainly like to see more.
So we got one more caller. Mike is with us in Sun Prairie. Mike, hi.
Yeah, I live in Sun Prairie, and this land was stolen from the Indians like 300 years ago. So just make a rule that says if your ancestors had their land stolen, you can wear what you want. If not, you can't.
Mike, thanks for the call. Mary, Annette, we see a lot of land acknowledgments, maybe a little less blunt than Mike's. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, that's certainly pithy. Wear what you want. He's recognizing, you know, that given all that has happened with us. But I think it's not just, you know, you're sort of casting us always in this sort of, you know, poor us is not really beneficial to us. But I think just lifting us up, you know, and lifting up diversity. Not everybody is the same. I think it's not just Native people that could benefit from that. I mean, there's many people of color that could benefit from that in schools, you know, where we often see this kind of rigidity, you know, and just this attention to, you know, uniformity may not necessarily work for everybody. I mean, there's a reason that these graduation rates are low for children of color.
In just our last few moments, Mary, if there's a school administrator, say, listening, somebody planning that graduation ceremony in the next week or two, what would you encourage them to think about?
Well, you know, I think to take the long view, and that I know often to stand, you know, if you're perhaps a mid-level administrator in school, you know, you may not want to attract the undue attention of your boss. But, you know, I would encourage people to do that and to, you know, say that this is a really pretty simple way that we can lift up Native students.
We'll leave it there. Thanks a lot for joining us again.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Mary Annette Pember is a national correspondent for Indian Country Today. She's also a citizen of the Red Cliff Band of Wisconsin Ojibwe. She joined us to talk about challenges some Native American students face to display their cultural heritage at high school graduations. Got a link to her full piece, Graduation Shouldn't Be Another Form of Erasure, at WPR.org.